The Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And Scott, you're a large man. You're a very large man compared to me. And you put the headphones on, and I think you just they crinkle in your hands. The strength, man. That's got to be.
Well, let's talk about the tensile
cool
strength
thing.
Of this plastic, real quick. I mean,
pay no attention to the cheap plastic headphones that we have here in the studio,
yeah,
Scott.
Yeah.
When you're in the NFL, you come back, maybe make a donation. Would that be possible?
If I'm blessed, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I got your cell phone number. I'll be calling it all the time. So
I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. So I got 5.5 sacks for you, but I was counting 6 total on the season, but we're 5.5 is what ESPN's giving you.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's really 6, but...
It's 6.
Yeah.
We looked at the play. I just saw it. Yeah. We got to get into this, my friend. You know, New Mexico, I was a little worried after I heard C.J. Montez, the quarterback for New Mexico, Scott. I got to be honest. He said, schematically, we should run through these guys. What their offensive coordinator has for us, I think we should blow these guys out. I read that, and I wasn't really that worried. What did you make of that? Did you hear that before the game? Did you read that anywhere?
We all heard it.
What does that do? I always wondered.
It's just bulletin board material. I mean, honestly, you take that, you know, it adds to the chip on your shoulder going into the game for sure. He was right about a blowout, but it was just the wrong team.
Well, and I mean, he threw for 11 yards. He had 11 yards passing.
It's tough. I think, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. And Isaiah Chavez came in, and, you know, he won for 1 for 5 yards. So you can't complete them all if you don't complete the one and only one you throw.
Maybe give him a shot next week.
Well, that's a rough look. I mean, you know, we talked a lot about Colorado State this throughout last week leading into this New Mexico game, saying, okay, things are feeling really good for this Rams team. I don't know why, but it just feels like you guys have been on this really long streak of wins, mainly because I think that Iowa game was so tight, and they're such a great team. But it just feels like you guys have been red hot since the start of that Toledo game. So we looked at it and said, okay, now we're changing pace a little bit. They're favored to win. I think the odds moved up from 11.5 to like 12.5 before kickoff. So you're looking at it going, okay, hopefully this isn't the quote-unquote trap game for Colorado State. And, you know, you guys handled it well. But you're telling me in the break, man, we could have done better.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of things to improve on. I mean, special teams for sure, starters. And I think on both sides of the ball, too, just little mistakes, penalties. You know, I made a couple mistakes myself in that game. You know, you just want plays back. But, you know, we really could have beaten that team by 50 easily, I think. And, you know, it goes to show you that there's always room for improvement. So, like, this week heading into practice, I think our mindset is just still trying to find ways to grow. And like we talked about during the break, too, if you don't think there's growth during a football season, you're crazy.
Yeah. Well, I was arguing with people on Twitter, you know, people talk going back to the Vanderbilt side of it. And you know, I'm saying, hey, this is college football, NFL football, man. You can see teams that can beat the best of them, and then they can lose to the worst of them throughout the course of the season, too. We see that every single year.
Yep.
So, I, you know, it's not that crazy to me. But what has it been, though, Scott? I mean, 0-2 to start the season. You lose to South Dakota State. You lose to Vanderbilt. And the sky is falling, at least for the fans. You guys stayed true to each other. You kept each other positive. What is it? What's the click here? What happened to see this transition? You're 3-3. You're 2-0 in Mountain West play. You're on top of the Mountain West Mountain right now. What is it, man?
I think personally it's just chipping away at that rock we talk about as a team every day and continuing to find a way to persevere. More so, too, if we look at the teams we play, okay, so South Dakota State, right, they've played spring ball, you know, so they had a leg up on as far as, you know, being able to come together as a team and really have that feel for each other because they just finished up their little spring league. So that's a given, what's the word I'm looking for, advantage, you know, as opposed to maybe a team that hasn't really played, you know, a game since I don't even know when our last game was. Was it November last year? So I mean,
yeah, we had talked about like that threshold too, like getting over the 4 games or whatever, and like that was an interesting thing mentally to break through that.
It was. I mean, not the 4 game, but I mean, like as far as the time and how it, you know, coincides with a team being, you know, or having that continuity with each other, you know. So, yeah, I thought, you know, from that standpoint, like, you know, South Dakota State was a good team. Like, they should not be slept on. I think they're undefeated and they're rolling.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing what we kind of thought they would do, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, people can get upset what they want, but that was a good team we played. And we were missing, you know, Toby and a few other guys, too. So it is what it is, you know, and Vanderbilt, you know, obviously is an unexcusable one. I felt like we came out flat in the third quarter. And then, you know, from that standpoint on, we kind of, like you said, I felt like hit it, and we finally started to be able to, you know, chip away at that rock more so and actually see the results and bear the fruit like we talk about as a team.
If you guys have questions for Scott, let us know. The First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I got a couple of questions for you. Can we go through them? This is for Scott Patchen. All right, it's not for me. What is your favorite pass rush move, and tell me why it's the swim?
Shout out to Brandon. I'm not answering your question. It's old reliable. That's why.
I mean, it seems like it's getting the job done, man. I mean, so far, so good.
Yeah.
I mean, you lit it up this week. You had 2 sacks, 3 tackles for loss, 6 total, 5.5 sacks on the season. I mean,
I had two holding penalties. Not me having.
Yeah, but you caught. Yeah.
Yeah, I caused 2 holding penalties, too. That center tackled me on one play. I felt like I was on offense.
I mean, those are things that we don't write down in the stat sheet, right? But
no.
Those are things that you notice because, you know, they are, hey, if you can't stop the guy, you kind of just have to hold him and tackle and hope that the refs don't see it at some point.
And half the time I don't, but, you know, it's easy when you get to stand up and see those flags come in and you get to talk a little crap to the other team. It's fun.
What does Scott think about playing against his old coach on Friday?
Oh, so that's actually a pretty cool one. Coach Bond is from UM. Alex Devine, he was an assistant over at UM. He's I forget what role they have him in at Utah State now, but it's going to be cool. You know, it was cool. Obviously, I got to play against Coach Craig Kuligowski at Toledo, and he was my defensive line coach at Miami. So that was pretty cool, too. It's just football. You're going to have this where coaches move on to other places, and you know, it's coaches trying to ascend the coaching ladder, you know, and grow their careers. It'll be cool. I get to talk to them after the game, so we'll see.
But it's like once the game starts, or I guess once you get into game prep and stuff, like that's not even in your brain.
Not even thinking about it.
Yeah, not until afterward.
No.
The Rams beat New Mexico 36-7, and just really, you know, everything. I mean, I know you said you have a lot of things to work on, and I'm sure that's true. The job's never done. I mean, you guys could go undefeated and win everything, and I'm sure you'd tell us, hey, man, we got to get better. We could continuously get better because that's what competitive players and coaches do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a person in that locker room that doubts our ability as a team. And as you get the playmakers like David Bailey and, you know, Dante back, you know, in the mix, I think, you know, we've become that explosive. We have been that explosive team these past few weeks, but we've become even more so of an explosive team. So we become even more of an opposing threat on offense, and we continue to do our thing on defense. I think the sky's the limit. Clean up special teams, I think we can easily go through and, you know, match up well with all the teams we have the rest of our schedule here.
I mean, I just feel like I'm looking at weird, like, video game numbers that you guys were playing it on All Madden and New Mexico. Turned it down to like rookie level. 16 yards passing, 53 yards rushing. When you look at that defensively, the individual stats are amazing, but when you guys go as a core, because that was in the offseason we talked about, we said this defense is going to be aggressive. They're going to lead, especially this defensive line, really going to lead this team throughout the course of the season. Those numbers look like somebody made a typo, dude. I mean, that was an amazing effort by this defense.
And they should run through us schematically, right? I mean, come on, man. Don't give us bulletin board material.
Right. What? Well, as a freshman quarterback, and you're okay. There's
confidence
so many.
Was not the issue. Let's talk about that.
Well, there's so many. Yeah, that's right. There's so many issues with that. You're not a good team. Not you. New Mexico's not a good team at this stage. It's a freshman quarterback. I'm not sure what the thought process there
was. Imagine if I, after we lost 2 straight games and losing to Vanderbilt, I started talking about how we're going to beat, who was it, Toledo or Iowa? Who did we play third?
You had Toledo next,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so imagine I start talking about how we're going to blow out Toledo.
Yeah.
Everybody would have been like crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I had said that beforehand and then we continue to go ahead and beat Toledo, then awesome. You know, I'm a prophet. I can go ahead and foresee these things, right? But no, like, everybody would call me crazy.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that?
I don't know.
You set yourself up for failure.
That's
a lose-lose.
It's a bizarre thing, man. I couldn't believe it. Brian Roth, a good friend of yours, the voice of the Rams, of course, a friend of ours, he tweeted that out. I saw that. I'm like, this doesn't seem that doesn't seem right. I mean, does it help? Does bulletin board material, does it like give you a little extra push, or is it just kind of like, that's funny, we're going to make fun of it, but we're going to play
how
we're going to play?
No, all the guys were pretty like, we came in like, why would he say that?
Yeah.
Like, that's all right. Now it's like, we got to go shut him up.
Well, I text you. I said, hey, 10 sacks. 10 sacks. I mean, but you got two. That was pretty good. Yeah. You know, I have high expectations, man.
Yeah, you know, we'll set high standards and, you know, fall somewhere.
Noob has a question for you. Did you get your car fixed?
I did.
Well,
I
obviously did. You're here.
So it was like, what was it? There was a water pump.
Was it the restrictor plate or something like that? No, I'm just kidding. I know about as much about cars as you do.
Yeah, man. And I, you know what? I have the text message. I might try to find it. Pull it up.
Try to find it. I'd like to know. Because I'd like to know. You know, for our listeners, and they can look that up. Because you're not a car guy, right? You've done a lot of cool things, but you're just not a car guy.
Okay, so the thermostat housing was cracked and needed to get replaced. Something about it needed antifreeze, and then there was like a water pumper hose that had broken off completely, which is why my engine overheated, which is why it broke down in Denver.
How does that happen?
I don't know. That's and it's not an old car. I think, I don't know. The snow's probably wearing on it.
Don't worry, man. I'm the same way. My car's like, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I can change a tire. I grew up on a farm. You would think I would know all this stuff, but I know
zero. You know who's really good at changing a tire is Brian Palendi. So he had to change a tire like 3 times two weeks ago. They had little
He's
kids,
the one.
And they were throwing nails under his car.
What?
Yeah. It's crazy. He came and told the story, and he was just like, I remember one side, because Brian, like, he lives like maybe, I live on Horsetooth. He lives over on Drake, so not far, right? So he comes over, and he hangs out, watches football games on Sundays with me. And he came over on Sunday, and then he went to leave, and his tire was flat. And all he had driven from was his house to my house. Not even, less than a mile, right? So. And I just remember him coming back in and the look on his face. And I was just like, this is the second or third time you're changing this tire, dude. Like,
well, you're getting good at it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing.
Should open his own shop.
Yeah, I think you should. I think that's a possibility. Well, I'm glad the car's rolling. Kyle Neves just sent a tweet in, too, and said, "Is your favorite sport? Who is your favorite sports and information person, and why is it Mike Brohart?"
And I responded back with, have you met the guy? He's awesome. Real genuine person.
Well, I mean, where is Mike? Is Mike, if you're listening, call in, because I want you to interview Mike. Like, I think that you should do that for a change. Instead of him interviewing you all the time, you start asking him questions as to why he asks questions that he asks.
Yeah.
Like, hey, were you prepared for this interview? Like, that kind of stuff, I think.
Call in Mike.
Good. Yeah. Call in Mike if you're listening. We're supposed to get Mike on tomorrow. We could probably bump that up. You have his number, don't you? You ought to just shoot him a... Yeah, he may get mad if we do that. I don't want to scare him. I don't want to do anything too crazy. All right, big test coming up, though. This Friday, right? You got a Friday game.
Friday game.
So you're already kind of – I didn't even think about that. You're in here, man. I appreciate that. But I didn't know how – think about how – like, does that – that condenses the week up a little bit,
it
right?
It just moves your day up ahead of time. Or it moves you up one day ahead of time. So you're trying to, you know, continue to get back on schedule. So normally we would have a Sunday's correction kind of period – work out, get all the aches and pains out, and then you go ahead and have meeting and film time. And then Monday's our usual day, players' day off. You come in Tuesday's your normal Tuesday, full padded day, and then Wednesday's your shells day, which is your uppers.
Okay.
And then Thursday's kind of your dress rehearsal. You're just in helmets, and then you got some walkthroughs and meeting times on Friday, and then usually, you know, game day on Saturday. So yeah, everything kind of just moves up a day. So yeah, today was our Tuesday.
So you look at Utah State. How much have you broken into the film on these guys yet?
A good bit. You know, I'll keep pounding away at it this week.
I feel like this is – now, from the outsider's perspective, I'm not watching deep film like you guys are. This seems hard to figure out. They beat Air Force 49-45. They get kind of smoked by Boise State. They lose by 2 scores to BYU. UNLV – surprisingly, he's kind of turned it around ever since they competed against Fresno State a few weeks ago. But Utah State escapes 28-24. So I'm having a hard time figuring out who this team is.
You know, and it's probably a team that just plays to the level of the competition that they're playing. And that's probably what I can assume. But nonetheless, I think they're a good football team. You know, they're really good at passing the ball. I'm excited for this challenge. It's going to be great. It's going to give us more opportunities to get after the quarterback, which – I'm looking forward to the opportunity. I think they got a good offensive line. I respect my opponent.
No bulletin board material yet from Utah State. I'm excited for this one. You got a good string of games coming up. Do you look at the standings? Have you looked at that? Is it cool? I mean, I know we're 2 games in, but have you looked at the Mountain West Mountain? You're at the top now.
We're 2-0 in conference play, obviously. We know that. We know that as a team. But the point of emphasis this week and every other week is 1-0. We just want to go 1-0 versus Utah State. That's all we're looking forward to, and I think that's the team goal. And I think, you know, when you got a great coach like Coach Addazio, that's he's always reminding us that he's not letting us, you know, think about, you know, 5-6 weeks down the line what could happen. He's keeping us in the moment.
And I think that's so important, too, because it's easy to do that probably now more than ever with social media and all that. Because guys like me, I'm looking into like 8 years down the road, man. Oh, that's going to be a big game in 2028. You guys have to really focus on that, right? I mean, I used to hear it back in the day and it felt like it was cliche, but I do feel like it is something where coaches really need to drive in that point. Hey, we're not looking forward here. We are looking at Friday. We're looking at, well, Tuesday practice. We're looking at Friday. That's the game right now. That's the one game that's the most important thing in the world.
Yeah. And I'll give you an example. When Boulder played Texas A&M, you know, that was a great game by them, I thought. And then they go and play, you know, USC. Look what happens.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's...
If you don't have that mindset and you look ahead, you know, I feel like as a team that can be competitive versus a lot of teams, you know, like I got respect for Boulder. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say that I like them, though. I think we should have played them this year.
I think we should have played
them last year, too, and I'm still mad about that. But another conversation.
Rams are winning that game, by the way.
I think so, too.
I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Who do we got? We got Mike is on the line. Mike Brohard, the Mike Brohard. Mike, welcome to the Scott Patchen Show.
I'm honored to be on the Scott Patchen Show. Really, this fills a lifelong dream for you, Scott.
Scott has a list of questions. He's already prepared for you, Mike, so I hope you're ready for this.
I'm a little scared now. If he's got them prepared, now I'm scared.
Scott, what is your first question for Mike Brohard?
So how long have you been doing Ram Wire for?
I got hired in April of 2019 after covering the university for 20 years for a local newspaper.
All right. And what's your favorite sport to report on, and why is it football?
College football in particular, Scott. I have not watched an NFL game this year because I'm so invested in Colorado State University football that I just find myself into it even on Sundays. I don't even watch the NFL on Sundays. Helping Kyle, you know, he used to be in Kyle News with Game Nuts, and making sure that, in particular, Scott Patchen's with his stats, the season stats are up to date.
All right.
Scott, have you seen Mike's Hawaiian shirt?
I think I've seen a picture.
Have you seen the CSU Hawaiian shirt?
No, I have not.
Oh, my gosh.
Is he breaking it out for the Hawaii?
I hope he breaks it out every day, to be honest with you. Mike, I wish you would just wear it every day.
Can I request this shirt tomorrow?
CSU Hawaiian shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I've got it clean, I'll go ahead and wear it. I'll make sure I watch it tonight just for you, Scott.
Perfect.
See, I've been asking for years, and Mike's like, eh, whatever. And then he talks to you one time on this show, and then he's like ready to go. Mike,
I've worn it to a couple of swim meets, you know, because it really seems to fit into the pool attire.
That's
so
true.
I've worn it to a couple of CSU swim meets.
That makes sense. Mike, does Scott have 6 sacks or 5.5 sacks? That's what I want to know. Because we're calculating out 6 here, but we're seeing 5.5 everywhere else.
Yeah, so I think some numbers got adjusted earlier this year, but we're thinking, what do we have now in our game now, Scott? Is it 6?
5.5 is official, but it was the discrepancy over the Vanderbilt one.
I thought we got that one fixed, so I don't know. I'd have to sit here and look up... I could have sworn when I was doing Game
Ups last night. Oh, well, if they got fixed, then we're just waiting on ESPN to get that.
Maybe I'm looking at the wrong thing. Maybe I need to stop looking at stupid things and just follow what Mike's got for us. What else do you have for Mike?
Oh, who's your favorite player to report on, and why is it me?
Mike, care to comment?
Wow, this is a loaded question, because whoever I say this, I'm gonna pick off somebody else. I know who wants me to say their name, and that would be Ross Ryan.
Oh, my gosh.
Ross is really mad that I have not done a real in-depth look at the life of a long snapper.
So what does Scott have to do to be your favorite?
Scott's among my favorite, obviously. It's probably a tie between him and Trey, and it's probably just because Trey and him are probably the two – I better watch my language – the two most sarcastic people that I get to run to at practice on a day-to-day basis.
I'd agree
and
with that.
And if you know me, I thoroughly enjoy sarcasm.
I think that's why I get along with Toby and Trey so well. They're both sarcastic guys.
Yeah.
It's my heart.
You guys meshed perfectly right off the bat.
That we did. That we did.
Mike, do you know anything about cars, like motors and how to fix them?
Very limited.
Okay.
Yeah, there are a couple things I can do, but I'm not the guy if you've got a major repair that has to go up to.
All right. Well, that's good. At least, you know, next
time. So
if I have
car, you know, I can give you a call, you're saying?
It depends on what it is, Scott. I mean, I can change some things. I can fix some things. I mean, I successfully have replaced an alternator in
He would have been able to.
Jeep, but there's a lot of things you can find on YouTube, I'm telling you.
He would have been able to fix your thermostat cluster, Formula One, something?
My coolant thermostat housing was cracked, apparently.
Weird.
Amongst other things wrong with my car.
It's the life of a college student.
I know.
I wish it was just a college student. He's reading those things to me. I'm like, what is that? That sounds like you made that up. You made those words up.
I wrote it off to my dad earlier. He was going through it with me. Now, he knows about cars. So, like, anytime I have, he was like, was it a dark colored smoke coming out of the car or was it like a clear? And I was like, it's nighttime. I don't know. So it was like, oh, man, it was funny.
Oh, that's good. Mike, my friend, anything else you want to add before we let you go?
I would really like to hear more about the Scott's impression on just the historic performance that Ethan's put forward. Should we just expect 70 yards or less every week?
Should we expect less yards every week?
Yeah, I think so.
70 or less, 70 yards or less every week.
I mean, we talk about setting, you know, standards in our room. I think, you know, obviously that's the goal, especially, you know, you look to test yourself versus great opponents like, you know, Utah State coming up. So it's going to be a challenge, and we look forward to the opportunity.
Yeah, you know, I asked Steve today if it was fun to actually go back and watch that tape. And, of course, he gave me coach speech. He's very focused on what's ahead. But had to be fun to go back and watch how you guys play.
Oh, it is fun, you know. Honestly, this is probably the most I've ever had playing football, the most fun I've ever had playing football. I love being out there with those guys, with Manny and Toby. Looking back, I got D-Jack back there, too. The rest of the guys on the defense, I love playing with them. Like, I mean, I can't stress that enough. I've gone through a lot of ups and downs, obviously, in my career, especially with, you know, the injuries and everything at Miami setting me back. You know, coming out here with Coach Dazio and playing for this defense has obviously so far been the highlight of my career. I feel like, you know, there was a reason I came back, and, you know, I love lining up next to Toby and Manny and Devin. Those guys, man, like, it's just, it's fun being out there. It's fun listening to them chirp at other guys, too, with me. You know, it's just, we all mesh. I mean, it's a blast. And I'm giving you coach speak, by the way, with my answers, because I don't want to end up like number 11 from, I don't want to end up like number 11. I refuse to give Utah State bulletin board material, or anybody else for that matter. I go in respecting everybody, and that's exactly how you should handle it. Are you live tweeting this right now?
Yeah, I just did. Well, Mike's taking the interview from here, so I just tweeted your quote.
Oh, so you got free time.
Well, Mike's okay. Mike's good at this. I can easily hand over the reins to Mike.
Mike's good at this, okay?
Sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. I thought I was the one getting
energy. You guys kind of, honestly, it's a great back and forth right now.
We got off track. Sorry.
It's all off the record, Mike.
All right. Now, the ultimate debate that we've honestly had on this show for the past 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
All right. So I actually got tipped off to this because I ran into Brian in the hallway today.
Which Brian?
He told me that you're trying to tell me that you're trying to take like a gather. And he said I don't count because I don't like pineapple to begin with. So, because I don't like pineapple, I obviously would not put it on pizza. So, my opinion doesn't count.
Okay. I mean, I like pineapple, and I love pizza. I just...
But you're just not... But you are going to try it at Crazy Carl's, right?
Yeah, I'm going to have to try it.
Like, that's... Because I think if anyone was to make that work, it'd be...
Yeah.
It'd be crazy. Mike, fine. Are you in? Well, got a little group get-together there. We try some pineapple pizza, even though you hate pineapple?
No. I really do not like pineapple, so you put as much meat on that thing as you want, and I'll eat it.
We got a meat lovers. That's what I do.
Meat lovers with pineapple on there.
You lost me.
We got to try one slice of it.
Let's just do a pineapple or like a Hawaiian. Like,
what if we just order a pineapple by itself and then a pizza, and then you put a little bit on there? That way the whole pizza's not ruined in your mind.
I like that. But isn't... Okay, yeah. Sure. We'll go with that.
All right, Mike. We got to take a break. Do you want to stick around?
That's a no.
I'm going to be on tomorrow, and I've got to update something.
You got work to do.
With the CSU tennis team. So I'm going to go ahead and pass on. I'll come back next week.
Mike, my friend, appreciate you. We'll have more questions for you next week, so just be ready.
Okay, and then I will make sure that I wear the Hawaiian shirt for you tomorrow.
Hawaiian shirt, prepare for Crazy Carl's Pineapple Pizza Day. It's going to be a blast.
It's going to be awesome.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks, man. All right, we got to take a break. Scott went way too long on that interview.
So sorry.
We'll take a short break. Wait, where are we? Are we at the bottom? We're not at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a quick break. It's the Scott Patchen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. The Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Welcome back to the Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. That was great, man. You just you grilled Mike there. I think he was sweating a little bit.
Yeah, I felt like I was giving him some softball questions, but it's fine. You know, next.
Well, that's just the first one.
Yeah. We're going to do this again.
Yeah, we'll do this again. You and I were having a very intense conversation about Netflix and movies and things that you're into outside of football. Because I know it's football like 99.9% of the time.
Yeah.
But you got to get away a little bit, right?
You do. I feel like you have to take breaks here and there. You can't just be, you know, football 100% of the time where you're going to go insane. You got to take a little break here and there. I mean, even if you just watch an NFL game, that's fine. And like every now and then I'll turn one on.
Do you getting into the scary movie scene at all?
Yeah. I love the, you know, Halloween season.
Are you going to go see the new, was it Halloween? Is that what
Halloween Kills.
Is that you going to go see?
Isn't it, or is it Friday Kills? What's it called?
They all kill. Michael kills,
it's the same
man.
Lady, just... and she's been.
What is Michael Myers? Is he like a demon ghost warrior or something, or is he just a dude that just won't die? Is he powerful? What's going on there?
Both.
Is that what it is?
I think he's obviously, you know, chasing the wrong dreams here too, if we're talking about it. I think I read he's 6'7".
Wow.
I saw a tweet, yeah.
He should have played football.
Yeah.
Instead of just murdering people and nobody likes him. Like, that's not a cool thing to do. I've always just wondered that. Like, what is he?
That's a good question.
Is he just a, like, Chucky's a doll.
Yeah.
Freddy Krueger's just...
I think he was a real boy. If I'm not mistaken, and do not quote me on this because I could be completely wrong. Probably I think gonna. He was a real boy, went to camp, drowned somehow, and then I guess he got powers from, could be wrong.
From the water, maybe?
Maybe
water powers?
I'm going to Google this, actually, as soon as we're done. I'm gonna hit you with answers.
You come back next week because that'll be the Halloween show.
That will be
because we're leading into Halloween.
That will be.
So I need, we'll get into that.
Speaking of the Halloween season, where do you stand on candy corn? I'm personally not a fan.
I'm not a candy corn guy.
Yeah.
I'm not a diehard candy guy, I guess. But we get it. And so when the children don't eat it all and come by, I will just eat candy.
And just down it all.
Yeah. It's not that I love it. It's just like it's there. And we never have candy here. Yeah. So I'm going to eat it. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Oh, Kit Kats. Easily.
Not Reese's? I figure that's the big push right now. Colfax would know about that. It's Will Arnett doing the voice work on that.
Yeah.
He looks like Will Arnett. Do you know who Will Arnett is?
Not a clue.
What movie is he in? What show is he in? Arrested Development? Have you seen that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
The guy that has a deep voice. Uh-huh. Does Batman. Doesn't he kind of look like Will Arnett? Do you see it?
I do see it.
Yeah.
I do see it.
You see it. Thank you. First day I met Colfax, I was like, you look like Will Arnett. He's like, that's a weird thing to say to someone.
Was it Colfax? I drove down that street in Denver.
Then that's where you got the. What did you think of that street?
I finally figured out. Well, no comment. No comment. And I
just hope your car didn't break down on Colfax. That's the real thing.
Yeah, that was the worry.
It got towed through car.
Okay. All right. So,
it got towed on the street. But it didn't break down there. No.
That could have been interesting.
Could have been.
Yeah, but luckily you avoided that.
No.
But yeah, anyway, I just brought it up. I don't know. Favorite candy? Snickers.
Yeah, can't go wrong.
I mean, that's fine. I don't know. We get a lot of trick-or-treaters, and they take care of most of it. But, yeah, there's usually a stash that I don't get delivered, you know, past,
enough,
like, 10:30 or whatever.
As long as you didn't say, like, nerds or something like that.
Nah, I used to be a bigger nerds guy.
Really?
Yeah. They're not. They're a strange. They're strange.
You remember Pop Rocks?
Yeah, those were good.
Yeah.
You might be too young for the Colfax. You might remember. You remember candy cigarettes? They had candy cigarettes. You remember those?
Yeah, I'm old.
Like, we were practicing, like, as a kid. I'll take a box of the box of those. It's been a rough day, you know. And you're practicing smoking, but then you eat it.
Yeah.
That was a weird deal. They don't make those anymore, right?
No, I think for great reasons why.
Training your kids to smoke
now
cigarettes.
Now they make the little candy Juul pods and the flavored nicotine. What does everybody do now?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of a good guy.
Sorry. Been in college too long. I see a lot of it.
Scott, we got to take a break, man. Again, we'll take a short break. Let's start looking a little bit at Utah State and some other fun things that we can figure out.
Absolutely.
It's the Scott Patchen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NoCo now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. A Scott Patchen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Well, like to have that voice. The deep voice guy.
What are we doing
here? I was like, wouldn't it be great to be paid just to talk? Yeah, but he's paid just to say anything. Like, you could just be like, hey, read this happy birthday card. Happy birthday, Scott. And it's like paid $1 million for that. He's the Westwood One guy, too. I mean, you have a voice like that. You can do some things.
Pays to have a deep voice.
It does, man. Got another question here, Scott. This one from Noob. Scott, do you stay in contact with any past Rams greats, or do you ask for any advice about how to lead this team the right way? I figured for you that might be interesting, right? Because your first year was last year, and that was COVID year.
Yeah, so, you know, last year obviously didn't get to make those connections. This year, kind of meet and greets, but no, I have not stayed in connection with any of those guys. One person I would love to have met is maybe Shaq, obviously, because, you know, similar position. You know, he's an edge guy, I'm an edge guy. Would have loved to pick his brain a little bit. But, yeah, no, short answer, no.
How do you go about that? Like, could the school, I imagine, probably has his contact information. I mean, that would be kind of a cool thing to be able to.
It would be cool now, but, you know, I imagine he's probably busy.
He's a little busy.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably got a family, kids, all that stuff.
So. You watched a few games last night, Dallas game. You kind of looked at that one. That was an interesting game.
It was.
Watched Pittsburgh. I know TJ Watt guy.
Oh, yeah.
So
he's always killing it.
Yeah. I was just looking. He has 7 sacks on the season, but that's missing a game, like you said.
Yeah. And you know what? What really bothers me, though, is his his Madden overall ranking is like the 4th or 5th best as far
what
as
is
pass
it?
Rushers.
What
it was
is
like a 94.
Really?
Yeah. And there was like discrepancy at the beginning of the year, I remember. But, I mean, the guy led the NFL in sacks last year. How is he?
How's he not a 90, like
98 at minimum? I thought, you know.
Yeah, Madden ratings. I don't know. It's a
big stat Madden adjuster guy. And I'm not even, but I saw it and I was like, that doesn't seem right to me. It looks like he needs one of those stat adjusters out there, right?
Yeah, I think so. Get one of those. I like Madden. I'm not very good. I like to play online now.
Yeah.
I'm 97, so I'm back in my day. I was like, I don't like playing online. I just want to play my little franchise mode, be in my own little world. But then somebody introduced me to online, and now it's like the idea of playing against somebody like a real competition is really fun. It's just when they start talking crap to you on the message boards, and you're like, I want to say something mean, but odds are that's a 12-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to be careful.
No. I mean, every now and then you got to put a 12-year-old in his place. But
you do. Oh, well, that's good. I like Matt. I can get into that. All right, let's turn the page here. You guys took care of New Mexico, 36-7. Friday night game. How does that steal you there? Are you excited about the Friday versus Saturday? Get an extra day off on the weekend?
Maybe on the back end. Yeah, I don't know that schedule yet past Friday, but it's cool playing Friday Night Lights. You know, you'll have a good time slot, obviously, and it'll be, you know, available to friends and family back home watching maybe through either FS1 or what is it, CBS, I'm guessing. But so it'll be available to watch, obviously. It would be nice, you know. Nothing against stadium, but, you know, I got some people in the family who aren't, you know, tech savvy. So, maybe a little trouble there.
My wife is tech. So I don't know if you've seen the Harry Potters. Have you seen any of those where they take the light and they wizard it up on there? Like they take a light out of a little device
wizard it
up onto the light. My wife, I'm watching it on my phone, like squinting my eyes watching it. And she goes, bam. And then it shows up on my TV. I was like, you just Harry Pottered that thing. You just zapped it up onto my TV.
She just wizarded it up.
She wizarded it up there.
I thought we're using it as a verb.
That's what it is. And so I'm watching the game on that. And yeah, there were times it was pretty fuzzy and camera work was kind of interesting, but I was able to witness your two sacks in that game and your 90 million tackles and everything. So it was great.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
But it'll be nice to, you're right, to see it on like FS1 or whatever the heck it's on. We should probably find that out. But that was good. That was good.
Yeah, yeah. No, so looking forward to this, opponent with Utah State. You know, like I said, they're very good. I think on the offensive side of the ball, so it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Mountain West is, it's obviously Air Force beat Boise State. You have some interesting things going on in the conference. Team you just beat in San Jose State, they took San Diego State to the limit, and San Diego State's sitting at 6-0, obviously 2-0 in their side of the conference, so they're running things there. That just kind of goes to show you. I mean, I tweeted this out. I said, man, that just speaks a little louder about CSU's win against San Jose State.
Yeah, you know, I think it just goes to show you too how much this conference is really open. And I think if we continue to handle our business week in and week out, I think we can place ourselves in a nice picture after the regular season. That's ultimately, the big goal, big picture things that we're looking at. But again, kind of to bring it back in, we got to look forward to the competition this week and just go 1-0.
Yeah, big one on Friday night. 48 minutes after they are going to take another break, and then we'll wrap up the show on the other side. Time flies when you're having fun, man.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I didn't realize how fast we were going.
Scott Patch and Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll take a short break. If you have any final questions for Scott, shoot them at us. 888-530-0043. We'll be right back.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. The Scott Passion Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
And we are back. Wow. A couple of minutes left here. It's the Scott Patchen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We might be out at Crazy Carl's Pizza next Monday. We gotta cross the T's and dot the I's and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
So. That could be the big pizza tasting.
It could be. We'll do it live on air.
That's what we should do.
Yeah.
We'll order the pineapple pizza and we'll get the Crazy Carl's owners out there. Great people. It should be a lot of fun. And a great build-up, too. I know we're only thinking one game ahead, but for broadcast purposes, that would be a fun one because we'll be talking about a big home game because you guys are on the road Friday.
Yeah, as far as next week's broadcast is concerned, it's going to be a great
one. See, you're done, like you're going to start looking forward. Like when you retire from the NFL in several years, you're going to start doing what I do.
Several years? How long is my career going to be?
A lot of years, dude. Like 20. You're going to be one of those 20-year guys. You're going to be like me, and you're going to look 30 years down the road and look at schedules. So it'll be fun. We'll do it. We'll pick your brain about all that stuff.
Oh, I would love it.
Scott, any closing thoughts on the New Mexico game and then just kind of looking forward to Utah State this Friday.
New Mexico was fun, being out there with all the guys. Like I said, we continue to squeeze out the mistakes. I think we're going to be a great team moving forward. Looking forward to the, competition versus Utah State.
I think fans, too, are like really pumped at this because, again, looking at the way the season started, suddenly you've got, Toledo, Iowa, all of the San Jose State, things are starting to come together. And there's a lot of people. You guys are making a lot of believers each and every day. So that's got to be kind of rewarding to see.
Oh, it is. And the more we play, the more we continue to, bear the fruit, as we talk about in our locker room. So I think it's going to be cool moving forward. So our goal, and like I said, our mindset this week is just 1-0 and look forward to do that and then look forward to get back home. Looking forward to get back home as well.
Scott, these are fun, man. Like I said, it's fun to talk football with you, but it's fun to talk other stuff, too.
Yeah. As long as I'm not breaking anything, right?
Well, like I said, you are a very large human being in a very good way. You're like Paul Bunyan, though. You're like Paul Bunyan and I'm Donkey from Shrek or something like that, man. It's a gift.
That'll do.
And on that note, we'll be back at it Monday, maybe live from Crazy Carl's Pizza. Scott, congratulations on the 2-sack performance. I'm looking for 10 on Friday, so just see how close you can get.
Yeah, yeah, we'll set the benchmark high.
Yeah, set it high, and I'd like to see it.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
All right, go Rams.